'Twas the night before the Christmas darts, and all through the PDC, the players were dreaming of making history. Gary Anderson, world champion for the 2 years prior, but Michael van Gerwen arrives here on fire. Don't forget Taylor chasing title number 17. And then there's Jackpot, Barney, Snakebite and The Machine. From the 15th of December, the action comes thick and fast. And welcome everybody to the first William Hill World Darts Championship Daily Podcast.
The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
Yes, welcome along everybody. Welcome to the William Hill World Darts Championship Daily Podcast. We're going to be hearing from the likes of Rod Harrington, from the players themselves, and we'll be getting updates from the Alexandra Palace along the way as well. My name is Mark Walton. I'll be presenting this first edition of the Daily Darts Podcast. We're going to start with a chat with the reigning champion. We caught up with Gary Anderson. We found him on a boat, and we asked him some questions about this year's William Hill World Darts Championship.
To lift it for the third time in our trot would be amazing, you know, but like I say, the way Michael van Gerwen's playing just now, he's going to take some stopping. But there's a lot of boys out there nowadays that can quite easily lift this trophy. You know, the talent that players are getting, it's getting so good, it's getting tough as well, so you never know, but we'll be definitely going for the third. Never have a right Phil Taylor off, you know, he'll be wanting to get his hands on the 17th title, you know, and he could quite easily do it. I mean, people write Phil off now and there, and never doubt, you know, Phil's been about, and he knows, there's one person that knows how to win this, it's Phil Taylor.
So those were the thoughts of reigning champion Gary Anderson. Will the Flying Scotsman be able to lift the title for a third year running? Well, we're about to find out pretty soon, because the William Hill World Darts Championship gets underway on Thursday evening, and throughout the tournament we'll be hearing from Rod Harrington. He's going to give us his predictions on a daily basis, so let's get stuck into those. We'll hear from Rod Harrington. I joined him earlier on in the day, and he gave us his thoughts ahead of night one.
The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
Well, we're on the eve of the William Hill World Darts Championship. The action gets underway on Thursday, and joining me to look ahead to it is Sky Sports' Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yes, I'm very well, thanks, Sam. Yeah, I've had a little break and raring to go.
Good. Good time to come back as well, because you're right into the World Championships now, and it's a fantastic few weeks, isn't it, at the Ali Pally?
It is. I mean, you know, we have an old saying around the board of directors now, you know, Christmas is just not Christmas without the darts. And it's actually true. I've just been down to my grandson's nativity play, and, you know, everybody's talking about it down there as I'm walking out. They're saying, who's going to win it? Who's going to do well? Who's going to be the upset? So it is in all walks of life. People love it.
Yeah, and I'll ask you the same question. Who's going to win it then, Rod? We've got outright betting on site. Michael van Gerwen 8-11 at the top of the market. 6-1 Gary Anderson, 9-1 Phil Taylor, Peter Wright 10-1, Dave Chisnell 28-1, 33 is Adrian Lewis, 33 is James Wade as well, and Barney 50-1 Jelle Klassen, and 80-1 bar those. First of all, a couple of questions here for you, Rod. I'm going to ask you who you think will win it in the end in a minute, but 8-11 about Michael van Gerwen, odds on in a field this size. What do you make of that?
Incredible. Well, I think that is the tightest odds we've ever seen for a favourite going into any tournament. Even Phil Taylor in his prime, I don't remember him being this tight. And it's because he's been playing so well. You know, I think it's 26 tournaments or something he's won this year. However, if he doesn't win the World Championship, I've got a feeling that Michael will feel that this year's been a little bit of a waste, because this is obviously the big one. I mean, he is the man to beat. I mean, he's got this air about him, this air of confidence, and, you know, he's got invincibility about him as well, where the other players, you know, are just scared playing into him. They can talk that they're not scared, but most of them are. I mean, you've got to look at the other side of the draw, because I think Michael van Gerwen will make that final. Phil Taylor, you know, we can't write him off. I mean, if you look at his stats, he's playing exceptionally well, and he has beaten Michael van Gerwen, I think, three out of the last four times. So certainly Phil Taylor will be prepared for this World Championship. But the other side of the draw, Gary Anderson, for me, is the one person that's got the game. If he's gone back to his old darts, which he said he was going to, I think he's got the best chance, because if he meets Michael in the final, then, well, I'll be certainly looking forward to it. Everybody else will. It'll be a cracker of a final. But there are some players, you know, that, you know, Adrian Lewis, he's not been playing well coming into the tournament. However, he always turns up for the World Championships. You know, final last year, he's won it twice. So I'm expecting a run for him. And do you know what? If you really want an outside bet each wave and have some fun with, what about Romain Van Barneveld coming into here? Smiling Barney, I'm calling him now. And when he's smiling, he's playing well. And he may be worth some odds.
Yeah, he's big prices, Barney. He's 33-1.
I think that's a good each-way bet. I mean, Dave Chisnell, will he win one? Peter Wright, you know, we're saying, you know, he's been playing so well, but just fails to get over the line. And, you know, as you go on, when you haven't won a TV tournament, it kind of gets to you. So will, you know, Peter Wright in one of the big games, being able to get over the line, that's something that only he can answer when it comes.
So if I were to ask you, give you a couple of stabs at the outright market before the tournament even gets underway, who would you play in there, Rod?
I've got to go for Michael van Gerwen. I think, you know, everything leads towards him. And you know, that will be my major tip, that Michael van Gerwen will win it for his second time. And I think he'll play Gary Anderson in the final. And, you know, Gary Anderson, if he doesn't win it, it'll be a hat-trick, which will be unbelievable. But yes, I'm afraid it's Michael van Gerwen, the easy favourite for me.
Yeah, he's definitely the man to stop. We'll talk about nine darters next, Rod. He's obviously got a nine darter in the William Hill World Championships in the past. He almost hit two back-to-back nine darters, which was phenomenal. You think it'll happen again, don't you? You think we will see nine darters at this tournament?
No, I say it every day, and people on Twitter get back to me, oh, you do say it every time. You know, I think we've got 76 players in this event, which means there's 75 games. You know, the first rounds are all the best of five sets. I forget how many legs, something like 800 legs were played last year. And there's so many people that are on form at the moment. There's so many people that can actually do nine darters, not only the favourites. So I'm convinced that we're going to have more than one. I think two nine darters are 11-4, two or more. I'm quite convinced, and I think 11-4, you know, it's worth a couple of quid for anybody's money, the nine darter.
Yeah, that's out on the website at the moment. Total nine dart finishers. None is priced up at 11-10. Exactly one is 13-8, and two or more is 11-4. So do check those out. It has happened on a couple of occasions that we've had two or more in the tournament. Are there any other markets that have caught your eye here, Rod, before we get stuck into the matches?
Well, I always like the market, and I did quite well last year in the amount of legs in the match and the amount of sets. I know we're playing sets, but William Hill do the amount of legs in some of the games as well. And I always look at them. Sometimes to pick a winner of a two-horse race, sometimes, you know, there isn't a lot of value. The favourite stands out as much. Another bet I love that they do is William Hill is their little treble. Win most 180s and highest checkout. And when you're looking at a favourite playing, you know, one of the lesser known players that haven't been on the big stage, you know, you can get some value there. Sometimes you get an even 6-4 for those big favourites. So they're the sort of bets to look out for. Look inside the bets. I mean, they're doing 25 bets per match in this first round. So in my blogs and everything else, I'll be looking at some trying to get some value out of them sort of side of the markets.
Nice. While we're on the subject of value, I just want to mention a special offer as well before we get stuck into the matches. Here at William Hill, we're offering money back if there's a 170 checkout in the match you have a bet in. So if you have a bet in a match and your selection loses and there's a 170 checkout in that match, you get your money back as a free bet. So that's not so bad. The odds on a 170 checkout happening are 1-25. So it's likely to land at some point, isn't it, Rod?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think we'll see three or four, perhaps even five of those. Because what you've got to realise is that when players want 170, even if their opponents are on 300 and they hit the two treble 20s, they will go for it. In the olden days, they wouldn't have just hit the big 18 or the big 10. But nowadays, they go for that bullseye, and a lot of players deliberately leave the 170 to do so. So we're going to see a few of those. There's no question in that.
Mm. Right, great stuff, Rod. Let's get stuck into the matches then. We start with Jamie Cavan against Kevin Painter. Cavan is 6-5, Kevin Painter is 4-6. What are your thoughts there?
Well, what a cracking match to start off. I mean, two very experienced players. I mean, Kevin Painter lost in the final at the Circus Tavern to Phil Taylor and went all the way to the last leg as well. Both players, you have to say, not on the top of their form. They've had a bad year. So they're really scratching about. This is not a great draw for both players because I think they're very evenly matched. I'll probably lean towards Kevin Painter. However, the bet for me has got to be it'll go five sets. I think it will. I mean, Jamie Cavan a year ago was playing really well on the European Tour. But he's lost his form, and Kev just looking. They're both scratching around, trying to find that little spark that's going to kickstart the year. Yeah, I think I might lean towards Kevin Painter, but the bet for me definitely is over on legs and over on sets.
Over sets, over 4.5 sets is 6-4 in the market there. And Kevin Painter, if you're leaning that way, is 4-6. And you could also back match result on both players to win a set. Kevin Painter at 6-5 in that particular market. Plenty of value in there in the first one. Let's move on to the second one. Jamie Lewis against Mick McGowan. It's 8-13 for Jamie Lewis, and Mick McGowan is 13-10. Talk us through your thoughts there, Rod.
Well, Mick McGowan, he was on our tour many years ago and had a blood disorder that really put him on his back foot, and he's on his way back, and he's put in some good performances. But young Jamie Lewis, the young Welshman, is one of the kids that have come through the system. He's playing exceptionally well. The favourite, obviously, is Jamie Lewis, but he's got to be very careful here with Mick McGowan because Mick McGowan can throw darts, can throw proper darts at times as well. So could be an upset here. But again, you know, I just got a feeling it's going to be a five-setter. I really do. I think with you know, these first two games are going to be extremely tight.
6-4 once again for over 4.5 sets in the match. And you say you're going with outsider, Mick McGowan?
This could be an upset. I mean, it really is the flick of the coin for me. But McGowan, if Jamie Lewis is not on his game, he has got a fine game, Jamie Lewis, and he's the favourite for a good reason. But if he's not careful here, Mick McGowan could upset the odds.
OK, on to the third match of the night, and one that plenty will be paying attention to because it's the return of Gary Anderson, the reigning William Hill World Darts Champion, takes on Mark Frost in his first match. It's 1-20 for Gary Anderson. Mark Frost is 9-1. He made effortless progress from the first round last season. Roddy won his first game 3-0. Gary Anderson, are we going to see similarly easy performance for him on Thursday evening?
I think he will, but he's got to be careful. Mark Frost has come through the qualifiers, been around a long time, playing in plenty of world championships, got plenty of experience. And over this set format, it kind of suits the underdog against the odds-on favourite. I mean, Gary Anderson's been a little bit out of sorts. You know, he's wearing glasses, he changed his darts. But when I did the draw with him on the boat on the Thames, he told me that he was going back to his old darts, which was encouraging for me. And I actually said to him, what are you wearing your glasses for? He said, well, I can see the board now. And I said, well, you just won the last two world championships without seeing the board, so why not go back to that as well? However, he is looking forward to it. He's putting in a lot of hard work, is Gary Anderson, which is unusual for Gary. He's normally a lazy player with regard to practice, but he has been putting in a lot of practice. And I think he's going to have a good tournament. I think he's going to win this, and I think he'll win it convincingly against Mark Frost.
Yeah, plenty of people will be looking for that to be the case. Gary Anderson -2.5, by the way, in the handicap betting is 2-5, shows just how short Gary Anderson is in the market and how much he's expected to just cruise through this first round match.
This is another one. Yeah, sorry, this is another one where, you know, if William Hill are doing that treble, Anderson to win, most 180s and highest checkout. That to me, when William Hill do that bet, I love that bet on matches like this.
Yeah, we are doing it, but because Gary Anderson's 1-20 in the market, the price of the treble is 4-9, Rod.
You double that up with another real odds on favourite with the treble, then all of a sudden you're looking at an even bet. I know there's six markets in a double, however, that always sticks out to me, that little treble, and for perhaps a big odds on backers, perhaps that's one market to look at.
Yeah, could be one to throw into the accumulators as well, just to give him a boost. Michael Smith against Ricky Evans, final match of the evening. Michael Smith is 2-5, Ricky Evans 2-1. Are you with Michael Smith here, agreeing with the odds?
Well, do you know what? This is going to be closer than what these odds say. I can assure you of that. Michael Smith has not been playing well the last 8-10 months, well, since the Premier League, to be quite honest. And Ricky Evans is one of those players that can just rock up and smash the treble 20 out. I mean, I'm doing some spotting this year for Sky, and I hope I don't get this game because this is the two fastest players on the planet and it's going to be hard. As I said, I see this a lot closer than the odds. I think Ricky Evans is going to get some sets out of this game, and he could possibly upset Michael Smith's Christmas. We know what Michael Smith's got. He's got an incredible talent, but he hasn't been showing it for quite a while, and he's got to be very careful here. Probably still lean towards Michael Smith, but certainly Michael Smith to win with Ricky Evans to get at least one set. That's what I would look at. And also have a look at the 180 market on this one, because if both players start rocking in that treble 20, we could see quite a few 180s. So that may be a market to look at as well.
Yeah, total match 180s. Over 8.5 is 10 to 11. Just going back to a few other things you mentioned there, Michael Smith to win and both players to win a set in the match, that's 19 to 20. And Ricky Evans plus 1.5 on the handicap is 4 to 5 if you fancy him to go to push Michael Smith all the way. Plenty of decent value in there, plenty of interesting bets along the way. Rod, do you have a favourite bet for the opening night?
Well, it's hard to say. I think Kevin Painter to win the match and Jamie Cavin to win a set, I think that's good, and possibly double that up with Michael Smith to win and Ricky Evans to win at least one set. I think, you know, that doubling up is a nice little double. It's hard to try and get odds on backers just to win, you know, the players to win the matches. That's why you have got to look for a little bit of value, and it makes it more fun of it. But say Michael Smith to win with Ricky Evans to win a set, and the same with Kevin Painter in the double.
Yeah, 3.29 to 1 for that double, so not bad value at all. Good stuff, Rod. Thank you very much. Been a pleasure speaking to you, and enjoy the first night of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
I certainly will. Thanks very much.
So there you go, the thoughts of Rod Harrington on night one of the William Hill World Darts Championship. We'll be doing this every day, so do check back and check this out every day. We'll be hearing from players along the way as well, and much more updates from the Ali Pali. So plenty to get stuck into over the next few weeks. We hope you join us again on the William Hill World Darts Championship Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.